Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About a Community, a safe place for Christian women who need to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Breakthrough to a New You. This is day 7, and now that we've discussed thoughts and emotions, let's go on to relationships. We'll start the discussion by talking about boundaries as it pertains to relationships. More specifically, what I call boundaries, barriers, and baloney. What do I mean by that? Well, in relationships, we need healthy, godly boundaries to cultivate godly relationships. The problem occurs when we create barriers and or tolerate baloney, which would be having no boundaries and allowing yourself to be disrespected and to disrespect others. So today, let's talk about boundaries. Boundaries are rules that we abide by in relationships to ensure that all involved in those relationships are respected and that they are allowed to have and maintain human dignity. Boundaries help make relationships safe. They help make relationships places where we can grow as individuals, and it also helps to make relationships places where values and personal limits are respected and honored. The best way to establish boundaries is to know your worth and what you are and are not willing to accept in terms of treatment for others. But you know, again, you don't want to create barriers, so it helps to understand that you should also generally treat people the way that you would want to be treated. But you also want to practice treating others in ways that you know is acceptable and pleasing to God. It helps too to understand that people will offend you and that you'll offend them. None of us is perfect, so it's a balancing act, and you have to maintain healthy boundaries while making allowances for your shortcomings. And then, if the people you are in those relationships with can't honor your boundaries, it's time to adjust the level of access that you have to each other, or possibly end the relationship, depending on the severity of the violation. It's not a fun thing to do. I've noticed that most women don't like to do that. But if a person has shown, especially repeatedly, that they are not willing to, or that they cannot, or that they don't want to even try to honor and respect your boundaries, it's time to get out of that relationship, depending on how severe the offense is. And again, I know we talked about offenses, but some offenses you really just should not tolerate. So let's talk more about boundaries. If you have more questions about, say, what level of offenses you should end a relationship over, I want you to email me and ask me about that, but I also want you to tell me what you believe some of your personal boundaries are. You can email me at afi@authorofaithmen.com, and we can talk more about them. And tomorrow we'll be talking about barriers. So until then, stay encouraged, and we'll talk soon.